Turundusdoktor aitab.
And the case study this week sounds like that. Hi, I'm launching my first clothing collection and wanted to use as much social media as possible. I started to blog about my collection and posting in Facebook. I have been doing that for a month now, but it seems that I'm not reaching anyone. Now I was thinking about starting to use Twitter as an additional channel. Would you suggest that? If yes, what should I do there? If no, what else should I do in social media to make my target group, that is consisting of women in the 30s who are working in the offices, to start noticing me and my collection?
Well, now there's a question. Well, social media is, of course, very active and can be used in many ways. But if I was this business owner, I would probably take more comprehensive approach for my marketing. Just do the basic homework, do the planning, and have some sort of research, some sort of evidence-based facts. But what are the channels that should be used for my business? Is Twitter the right type of tool for this kind of operation? To be honest, I wouldn't know. But if you look at the challenge that she's having, that she's unknown, she's just started. So first thing she needs is those customers. How do you better find customers? I mean, where does your customer acquisition take place? Is it Twitter? Is that something that is proven to be good for those purposes or not? Or could it rather be something more like loyalty type of things, or even coalition loyalty type of thing, to that would enable you to first acquire those customers, and then you could take a decision of what kind of tools you use for communicating with them. So those are the advices that I would like to give for this particular case.
My thoughts went almost to the same direction. I was thinking that when we usually advise or think about the small companies who are starting the businesses, then in the marketing, if they in my trainings sometimes ask that, what should I do? What is the first thing I should do in order to start? Then usually the answer is that try to build some kind of strategic partnership with someone. So we already move also towards the coalition idea, that try to start to partner with someone who has access to the clients, who knows the clients, who knows the behavior. Do offer some value-added services or whatever things you can do with your collection to the client. Maybe it can be a bank you are approaching to with your collection. If you say here that this is women working in the offices, maybe it can be a lawyer's agency or bureau or something where you also have women working there, or any other type of office. And I think that starting a cooperation with them would probably be the first thing, helping to really get in touch with the real customers, understanding what do they think about your collection. And then really, you probably can build on the social media, but I think that... of course, the social media seems to be for free at the beginning, yeah? But on the other side, if you look at how much time to put on the social media in order to get some coverage, in order to get some people noticing it, then it's never for free. It's the time that is valuable, so maybe it's not the first place to start from.
Plus, you have also digital tools for communicating with the large group of people, if you so decide, whether it's display marketing or some sort of retargeting and so on, so those type of channels would probably be more More efficient
than the just blogging and the Facebook page. Yeah. And I think that there is another thing also that that probably should pay attention to is that about the what is the type of content you're posting. Because if you say that you're blogging about the collection, or it's always interesting for a designer and to think about how the designers think and so on. But the question is that is it interesting for your target group? Or are they considering completely different things when they buy clothes? Maybe they are looking at the functionality. How does it fit? How easy is it to clean? How does it look? Maybe there is just a few of them who really want to dig in into the designer's mind and understand how the collection was born. So it might be also that the different type of blog postings and different type of content may help you to reach different type of customers. And maybe at the beginning it's difficult to understand where the collection is positioning. So maybe it's worth of trying different types of content.
True, agree.
So, Anssi, thank you a lot for our show today, for being with us for the very good ideas. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us different cases. You know we love to solve them here.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.